We're bringing a very special guest on with us now. Probably feels like she's home again. We've got Tracy Murphy joining us here, and Tracy is the Director of Sales and Marketing with St. Mary's of the Woods Retirement Community. Tracy, I guess welcome back home, sort of.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's eerily comforting to be back here.
Okay. Well, I suppose that's one way of putting it. And we wanted to bring you on simply because I think this is a really interesting thing that you guys have going on. It's called Tech for Seniors.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me because I think I see and I hear a lot about these kinds of things transpiring. I use my own personal examples. You know, my mom, in her early 60s, you know, her grandkids come over all the time, and they've got to run her iPad for her, tell her how to access Facebook. She's not really into Twitter yet. But I feel like there are a lot of instances like that. And I think it's really cool how this program in particular brings in Avon High School kids to teach the seniors how to use technology. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. And the Avon High School Key Club, the students came up with this idea. So that's what's even more amazing about this, that they said, this is something that we want to do. So even though they have a student advisor or a faculty advisor, the students run the entire program. So they contacted us and said, you know, we have this program, we've been doing it around the area, but we're not getting a lot of traction. So I said, well, why don't you come here to St. Mary of the Woods? We have a built-in audience. A lot of our seniors, when they move in, they have smartphones, they have laptops, they have iPads or e-readers, but they can just do the basics and they want to do more. They want to be able to get on Facebook so they can keep tabs with their grandchildren and their families and do a lot of different things. So once a month, the high school students come to St. Mary of the Woods the first Monday of the month from 6:30 to 8, and you can get all kinds of questions answered about how to use your tech.
That sounds really awesome. And I think it benefits both parties because, I mean, if you go back to your days as a high schooler, Matt, I know that was only a couple years ago.
There were no cell phones when I was in high school, believe it or not. Yeah.
There was no Twitter, no Facebook, none of that stuff. But I would imagine that's pretty gratifying as a high school kid to be able to help out someone who's not necessarily familiar with that process, too, because I think, you know, certainly in our age group, and, you know, you and I are close to the same age, Matt, it's one of those things where we just kind of learned how to do this. But, you know, if you're a little bit older, you know, you never really got into email. You was never ingrained in your culture to get into email. It was never really ingrained in your culture to get yourself involved in social media. So I think it really is cool to see those two kinds of folks come together and to see some of the seniors especially learn how to use these things that I'm sure they probably would have never otherwise even gotten into.
You're right. And they love it because the students are meticulous with writing down instructions. So it's not like they're just kind of showing them really quick how to do something. They're writing down step-by-step instructions so that when the seniors go home or back to their apartment, because this is open to the public, so anybody can come. But when the seniors head home, they can refer back to their notes so they know how to get onto that app or get onto Facebook or, you know, how to get back on the Wi-Fi, whatever it might be. Very cool.
Just curious, what are some of the things that are taught? I mean, is it a general they come in and this is sort of the lesson that's taught, or do they ask questions freely and the students come out and help them?
Oh, it's cool because there's probably about 30 to 35 students that come. And so they just link up one-on-one with the seniors when they come in. So they might have a specific question that they're having trouble with a file on their laptop, or they heard about an app that they want to download. So they're getting one-on-one attention from these high school students on whatever their issue is or with something that they want to learn.
That's awesome. And I think anyone would tell you that's the best way to learn, one-on-one. You're not dealing with a whole bunch of people asking similar questions and throwing you off. So that's great to hear.
Oh, it most certainly is. We're talking with Tracy Murphy. She is the Director of Sales and Marketing with St. Mary's of the Woods Retirement Community. We're talking about the Tech for Seniors program. I'm sure you've got to have some stories. Radio is all about stories. I'm sure you've heard some pretty interesting conversations. And, you know, we've talked a lot about one side of this with the high school kids teaching some of the seniors how to use technology. I would imagine maybe just from the outset, seniors might be a tad apprehensive. However, I think throughout the course of the conversation, it's probably fun from your perspective to see how things progress. But if you could share with us, what are some of the interesting conversations you've heard?
Well, from a standpoint of, we have a lot of retired teachers that come through, and so they are very interested in what curriculum, what Scholastics students are doing. But then, you know, they also want to know, well, you know, do you text your girlfriend? Do you send them pictures? They want to know things like that, and they want to learn some of the jargon. So it's kind of funny to hear them trying to repeat some of these, you know, text codes that you and I might use or the students might use, and you hear somebody in their 60s, 70s, and even their 90s repeat these things, or, you know, come back the next time and say, oh my gosh, I was able to text my granddaughter and they think I'm so cool now.
Using emojis the whole nine
exactly.
yards.
Yeah.
That all falls into place. There's no question about that. It goes beyond just using social media. You're right. Just simply texting somebody. And I mean, I'm just as guilty of this as anybody. I purchased a new iPhone about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the old phone that I had, I couldn't use any GIFs to send texts. I couldn't use any emojis. There were a lot of things I just couldn't do. And now all of a sudden, I'm learning how to do these things. And even the people I text, they kind of text back, when did you become a teenage girl, right? I mean, you're sending all these crazy emojis at me right now. I never thought this was coming from you. So you're right. It goes way beyond social media, even some of the simple things, like just texting pictures. But I think that's one of the things, too, that seniors would get the most use out of, because now you can capture something and then send it to somebody halfway across the world. And I would imagine that to seniors, that's a really cool thing, because that's something they couldn't have dreamed of doing 10, 20, even, you know, 30 years ago.
You're right. And you think about, families are spread out all over the place. In fact, we just had one of our residents, her grandson was studying in China. He just came back. So, you know, she's not as tech savvy, but that would have been a great way for her to keep up with him, you know, through texting or social media during that trip. So he had all kinds of pictures for her and things like that. But it is a great way for seniors to be able to stay connected to their family.
I was going to ask you, how important is that, especially in those types of areas, that connection to the outside world? I mean, it gives you, not that they're disconnected from the outside world, but it opens more pathways. You want something specifically in the news, you have those apps that give you what you're looking for. You have the vantage point you're looking for.
It certainly stems, you know, helps them bring up conversation, talking about current events, becoming more savvy about what's going on in the world. And it can bring some very spirited conversations and programs to the lifestyle that we have at St. Mary of the Woods. But I think for any seniors who are maybe a little bit isolated and don't get out as much, it's a great way for them to stay connected, which is very important.
Very cool.
Well, it's absolutely awesome. I mean, like I say, just using my own personal experiences, I can't tell you how many different conversations I've heard. Sometimes just passing by in a coffee shop with a couple of older folks, you know, sharing a cup of coffee, telling some tales, and, you know, some of the things they'll tell you about are, what are these kids doing these days? And now they're kind of included in that conversation. Well, Tracy, we certainly appreciate you giving us some time today. You know, we appreciate you coming in person, coming home, right?
Yeah, coming home. And you know what, Bull, we'll even help you. So if you're still having trouble with that iPhone, come to St. Mary's on March 6th and the kids will take care of you.
What time do those classes start? I mean, I might stop by too on that day.
They're the first Monday of every month from 6:30 to 8.
Nice.
6:30 to 8, and it's a week from this Monday, correct?
Yes,
March 6th
March
is the
6th.
Next one. So March
correct.
6th, 6:30 to 8. So make sure if you're having tech problems like me, head on out there and your tech problems can be resolved. Tracy, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.